Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. Yeah. Ghetto children singing. See, what up? They eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off it. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off it. Book one, strategy, tactics, techniques. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all of them. Gotta you show me if necessary. Homie, vessels is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind the beauty of life. Was when my mom said, again, you could be Christ. I wasn't old enough to hold my d***ing P-right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training in difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging, splitting duchess up, strap up. The armies of school, teaching smart ways to go. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool. Got me thinking out loud. Sleep on my drunkenness, I blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals. I build with dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick Hill. For fish gills, the cops, the time come, I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Up the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa, 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holsters. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Of the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. Black gorilla, crib and blood in one only. Just know my face, I be the case for the wish at the police. Look at the name Lake, go simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute, the new Huey Newton.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force of what we fight for. My heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
Enlist in war and talk less. Watch all and trust none. Demand your respect and be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule is strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Huey Newton's lawyer, right?
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mr. Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over!
Mr. Jackson, I'm sorry about your brother.
They will live to regret it. I'll see to that.
CSI.
This is the military, David.
Revolutionary Green, free the land. Welcome to another edition of Georgia University Radio, where our primary function is triumphing the criminal industrial slave complex into the biggest institutional learning in the world through educational means. I'm your host, Bruce Hodge here. But before we bring on the guests and continue our show, I'm gonna go over a couple of events that happened during this week in history. Okay, on the 19th of this year, of 1797, Sojourner Truth, who's an abolitionist and a woman activist, was born. On the 20th of this month, in New York City, blacks form a vigilance committee to prevent the kidnapping and injury of black people in 1873. 1923, Garrett Morgan was an inventor. He received patent for traffic signals. 1695, Zumbi Adolfo Palomar, Brazilian leader, dies in the struggle. On the 21st, Shaw University was founded in 1865. On the 22nd, Nisha Islam, black mother, stabbed in 1930. On the 23rd, J.L. Love patented pencil sharpening, 1897. On the 24th, Scott Joplin, composer and musician, born 1868. Also on the 24th, Mississippi passed black code in 1865 that barred blacks from jewelry, bearing firearms, attending white schools, etc. Also on the 24th, 1883, E.B. Henderson, the grandfather of black basketball, was born in Washington, D.C. Also on the 24th, Rush College, one of the oldest black colleges, founded in 1866 in Mississippi, was one of the main safe haven communities for civil rights workers in the South. Okay, also I'd like to read something on this security mandate. It's called the New African Community Security Protocol Mandate, in which our guest, Abdul Lugabar Shakur, one of the authors of it, well as informant Madiwa Kambon, Sotawa Jama, and Emma Jonaku. I'm going to read the mission statement. The mission statement says, I am a new African revolutionary freedom fighter who has spent the last 29 years in solitary confinement and isolation. However, I have resisted every effort by my keeper to destroy my revolutionary spirit. I remain active in our new African independent movement. If I must spend the rest of my life in prison, in the service of our continuous slavery vote, so be it. I would do so in a conscious state of resistance. We as a people and a community are losing our capacity to protect our children, women, and elders. The abduction, rape, molestation, and murder of our children are becoming more frequent. Our women, made to be prostitutes or college students, are more and more becoming victims of abuse, serial rapists, and serial killers. Our elders are fearful of the youth in the community. Outsiders who own the local liquor store, grocery market, laundromat, landlords, even the police, disrespect our community. This is all due to a lack of security, and I'm not referring to police protection. I'm talking about our inability to secure our community, which simply means, one, protecting our children from abuse, violence, rape, and molestation, adoption, or abandonment. Two, protecting our women from violence, rape, and molestation, adoption, prostitution, and stripping in clubs. Three, protecting our community from internal threats, which include drugs and alcohol. Four, protecting our elder from abuse, violent crime, fraud, and exploitation. Five, protecting our community from outside discrimination, disrespect, abuse, and exploitation. Six, protecting our community from all outside threats. Seven, protecting our community from all outside dependence. When I speak about a secure community, we are speaking about a community that had the capacity to protect the members from all of the, from any or all threats. Secure community, develop and establish their own education institution, and not depend on the enemy government to teach our children and people. Secure community, feed their hungry, house their homeless, and employ their unemployed. When I see a sister stripper to raise funds for college tuition, I see an unsecured community. When I see a sister prostitute to buy it, I see an unsecured community. When I see a brother and sister are selling drugs, I see an unsecured community. It also the community responsibility to prepare a new African prisoner for release back into the community and assist them in their endeavor to readjust back into the community. The majority of our people equate a secure community with government and law enforcement. This is a gray area on the part of our community. I do understand the fear and frustration to impair our vision to see clear truth. Our community is dependent on a government that would rather incarcerate our young people instead of educate them. They would rather build new prison than new schools. employ more pigs to patrol and terrorize our communities instead of providing employment for our people. This government has drastically failed to secure our communities. In fact, they don't intend to. The government is more concerned with suppressing our community and using the crime epidemic as a cover to conceal their true agenda. I ask you, despite the massive incarceration of our people, do you feel any more secure? I know the answer is no. We must now develop and employ our own method, plan, and national strategy that will simultaneously save our young people and not feed them to the pre-industrial slave complex. Okay, I would say free land, all those identified with land. I want to salute all the brothers and sisters behind enemy lines who are creating propaganda such as this, information such as this, good information such as this, literature such as this, that will educate the mind and master the people who will continue to fight the struggle, that be they political prisoner, be they politicized brothers, be they prisoner of war. I want to salute all the people educating themselves on a mass level. I want to salute all the organizations and committees and collectives all throughout the empire that are working on regards to independence. Working on God, you know what I'm saying, black nationalism, working on new Afro-revolution nationalism, working on the part of just being an additive to our solution, our problems, and our people. Ali, welcome to the show tonight. Abdul Luka Bashir, how you doing, good brother?
All right, my brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you real good. I hear you well, brother. How you doing? Well,
okay.
Brother. Hear you well,
all right,
brother.
Conrad, what's up, man? I'm doing all right.
Yes, sir, man. I had to drop a few jewels at the end, man. You know,
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I see,
man,
that. I see that. Hey, you know,
yeah,
like,
man,
with regards to that, hey, you about to bring somebody else out?
Go ahead, Conrad.
Hey, okay, now what I was saying with regards to that security mandate, right? I originally wrote that in 1997 when me and some of the comrades, while we were still in Pelican Bay State Prison, had a dialogue about security, the purpose and function of security as it relates to our struggle, our development, and securing our foundation, which is the community. And it was confiscated by 10, 15 different times, considered a threat. Securing our community was considered a threat by the government. So by 2011, I revised the mandate and sent it to a comrade, and it got out there good, but, you know, again, every effort is being made to impede our progress because they understand the importance of a secure community. They understand that if we secure our community, we will then be on the first step towards establishing the foundation for our new African nation. When you secure a community, you have to deal with family first, then community, then nation. This is the foundation. No matter what form of society that you're pursuing, you have to have a foundation, and that foundation is the community by which we live. If the community
Indeed.
Is unstable, the foundation is unstable, and if the foundation is unstable, you cannot build a nation. And the government understand that. It is their job to continue to maintain a disruption in our community, an unstable foundation, so we can't build. If we all fully understand that, then it's our job to focus on building a foundation. The family unit is the smallest unit towards building a nation. If you can't secure the family unit, you'll never get to securing the community. If you can't secure the community, you never get to securing a potential nation. We have to secure the family, and that means economically, socially, culturally, and especially security-wise. We have to be able to defend and protect our women and children. If we can't do it on this level, we won't do it on the nation level. This is key. This is imperative that we establish this process because we're protecting, defending the family unit. But at the same time, we're perpetuating our culture of resistance, our culture to evolve from this racist, fascist society. If there's no family unit, there's going to be no community. And the community complement the process of nation building. So the mandate was like a blueprint to help people understand the importance of securing our community, so we can begin to develop our own anonymous infrastructures and institutions that are going to serve in the best interests of our community.
True indeed.
My
brother. You know, I notice right now it's an epidemic in regards to our little girls, our women, our elders, and our children being missing and attacked, abused, and things of that nature, right? So this mandate is very, very important to implement in every community, or implement some kind of apparatus in our community to protect the beings and protect ourselves from any particular attacks, right?
is very, very important. So, you know, I applaud y'all brothers behind enemy lines for sacrificing yourself to write the particular information, to send it out to the community, to send it out to the people, and, you know, and just in hopes of that it be utilized in a proper manner so we can better ourselves, right? You know, one thing I want to ask you, how did this mandate relate to the ASADA Alert Network, and why was the ASADA Alert Network founded? You down, all right?
Can you hear me?
I do. Yeah, you down, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you heard my question.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm about
to
do that now.
You heard my question.
Okay. No, what I was saying is this here, right? When you look at the mandate, secure community, one of the primary objectives is to develop a means and ways and methods on how to defend our family, loved ones, our elders, our community. We understand the importance of defending our community, our family in particular. When you look at the mandate, when you look at the ASADA Alert Network, that complements that particular objective. When we first got out, because remember, we was in solitary confinement for, like I did almost 33 years in solitary. So my knowledge and understanding was limited with regards to this crisis. So, because we were deprived of so much information while I was back there, so I wrote the mandate based on what we did know. So when I got out the hole in 2015, and I began to receive a lot of information with regards to our children, our women, our elders, especially our children being abducted, raped, and molested. I didn't know it was that bad. I mean, it's beyond crisis. It's an epidemic. And I didn't know it was that bad. So the mandate itself is a generalization of the application of securing our community. We needed something that's more specific, that specifically deal with our children, as well as our women and elders, but our children in particular. The Amber Alert did not address that issue. The Amber Alert have neglected and ignored our children for years. So-called law enforcement have ignored and neglected our children for years, our women, our elders. So why would we depend on the enemy government to protect our children when they didn't give a damn about our children when they were living, let alone missing now? This is our responsibility. And this goes coincide with our ability to secure our community. So when we look at our children, we lack the capacity to protect and defend them. The ASADA Alert Network was designed to complement our security mandate. Not only are we talking about locating our children, but how do you prevent that from taking place? Amber Alert and the so-called law enforcement does not focus on prevention. They focus on call me when they come and snatch the kid. These are our babies. Majority of these things can be avoided and prevented if we take our responsibility. A lot of people in the community claim they don't know what to do or how to do it. So we developed a manifesto that will provide them with a blueprint on how to build an infrastructure in their community that will achieve that. I'm going to give you another example, a clear example, and I use this as an example because everybody's seen this and they're aware of this for the most part. When that little girl, I think her name was Cupcake, that got kidnapped at that party, is a video of it. And you see the two little girls, 3 years old, outside in front of the apartment complex, playing in the dark, no supervision. One guy walked right by him, like it ain't nothing. It's normal, usual to see 2-3-year-old girls playing late at night by themselves. The next cat, this sick bastard, he the one snatched Cupcake up. Now, all this was preventable. One, they should have supervision. They never should have been out there playing by themselves. There should have been constant supervision over 2-3-year-old girls at night. That's our fault. We failed them girls, especially the one that got killed. We did that. Not the white men, not racism. We did that. The second error was when that first man walked by as if it was nothing. Now realizing those your two child as well. That's part of the family concept. You just don't walk by no kids at 8 or 9 o'clock at night with no supervision, just like it's cool, because the next bastard came and snatched them. But that's just one example of how a lot of this is preventable. if we would have had supervision, that never would have took place. If we would have believed in the family concept, there's no way you can walk by two little girls at night playing in the dark. If you analyze and research a lot of these cases, the majority of them was preventable. If we do like what we used to do back in the 60s and 70s, go door to door with our clipboard, get to know our new African neighbors, find out how many kids they got, when they work, when the day's off at. We constantly did welfare checks, so we was fully conscious of the situation in that particular family. This has become relevant because a lot of the kids are being molested by their own family members. But you create an environment where kids can trust your environment, meaning that if they are being abused or molested, they can come to you and say, hey, daddy, mama, or uncle, whoever is abusing me, and we'll deal with it accordingly. The mandate is complemented via the Solid Alert Network as it relates specifically to our children, women, and elders. We live in a society where we as men don't even have the capacity to protect our own women and children. Now, it's easy to protect our own wife or girlfriend or sister, but it goes beyond that. That's the capitalist definition, because the capitalist definition perpetuate and promote individualism, selfishness. This is all about me, nobody else. And we as a people are inherently social people. That means your mother is my mother. Your daughter is my daughter. Your son is my son. So when I see your son in need, I'm going to be there as if he's mine. I'm going to die and protect him as if he's mine. And that's what we have to get back to. And the Solid Alert Network will get us there. Comrade. You hear me, Bomani? The call's on. Bomani.
As in Brooklyn.
All right, I didn't hear what you were saying.
Hey, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You see, no, hey,
what
you just,
what you hear me you now? Just saying, I ain't hear nothing. You said, comrade.
You did? Okay, hey. All right, okay.
Yeah, I hear you now. Know what I'm saying? What, if you said something within the last probably minute or so, I didn't hear anything. We didn't hear anything.
That right? Because I've been talking too, but I've been talking. So now what I was saying in regards to your,
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah. It's all good. Can't stop, won't stop. You know that. Like I said, the correlation between the mandate and the Solid Alert Network. The Solid Alert Network is complementing the mandate's protocol. How do we secure our community? How do we protect and defend our women and children and our elders, right? So the Solid Alert Network provides blueprint. It provides our people the blueprint on how to do it. Because one of the main excuses our people have there, they don't know what to do. You know? So the Solid Alert Network manifesto provides them with that knowledge and blueprint. You hear me now?
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hear you.
Yeah, but what's also important to this here, man, you know, when you go on Facebook, you always see brothers and sisters put sad emojis, crying emojis, and angry emojis on these pics of our missing children, our missing women. But that's all they do. If that's as far as you go, you have to hold yourself accountable as well. Because we have no excuse. We all can play a role. We all can play a part in this process. We all can. And we have to commit ourselves and have to be a concerted, conscious effort. And what I mean by that, you just throwing pics of missing kids, that's one element of it. but it has to be a coordinated effort. There are those who have access to information that can update us on these missing kids. You know, do that. There's a lot that we can do, but we're not doing it. And the fact that we fail to take responsibility for our own community, for our own kids, we can't blame nobody else for this. When you got 5-10 kids outside playing in the dark, that's lack of supervision. Where is our community curfew? The hell with the government. Ain't no 12-year-old girl or 10-year-old boy should be outside 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night. Then you have people saying, well, Abdul, that's just the time now. You've been locked up too long. What they got to do with anything? A 10-year-old child should not be outside at 12 o'clock midnight.
You still need to be talking about discipline. You know, because of time change, the discipline doesn't change. They still able to be talking about discipline, understanding, and security measure.
Yes, the threat's still the same. The same threat that existed in the 60s and 70s, the same threat that exists right now. And the fact that we had community-imposed curfew, not government, but community-imposed curfew, was to protect our children. May they understand this or not, they can catch an attitude all they want to. If we're sincere and serious about this issue, every time I hear somebody on Facebook, social media, they express their concern, their outrage, their frustration, but that's all they do, express words. But yeah, we'd be the first one to blame everybody else. But yeah, we won't take responsibility for the conditions. Or even when we say, I am the master of my own destiny, that means you have to take responsibility for that path. See, a lot of times we get caught in fancy words, but are we serious about protecting our women and children? Are we serious about protecting our elders? Because that requires specific actions and deeds. Words alone do not protect our babies. If you look at social media and you look at all the people who say they are tired of this and frustrated, we should have an army of people out there right now then. We should have an army.
We got a reactionary army.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's not even an army, you know? But I'm just saying, if you go by what people are saying on social media,
I don't hear you, Conrad. I do. Conrad got a bad connection over there. Say, Conrad. I don't hear you, Conrad. You got a bad connection over there, man. I don't hear anything. Conrad. Oh, hear you, Conrad. I don't hear you. Conrad, I do. I don't hear you, Conrad. I don't hear you, Conrad. Got a bad connection. Conrad, I do.
It seemed to be, you know what I'm saying, that the guests having a bad connection. We can't hear. Wait till you get a better connection.
I'm sorry for the inconvenience, people. The pig done shut the brother down, so we had to reschedule this show. It's the end of their broadcast. We had to reschedule for another time because the pig shut the brother down. I appreciate everybody coming on, listening to us, and being involved now in our broadcast. Relaying.
You know what gang violence is, mostly, and the people don't want you to hear this? Somebody shoots your family member. So, of course, you retaliate.
Right,
you know what I mean? Same thing the U.S. does, except nobody even shot their family members. You know, somebody bombed a school and all these people get killed, so the United States feel like, ooh, that's messed up. We got to go show them who's the real killers. This country was built on gangs. You know, I think this country still is run on gangs, Republicans, Democrats, the police department, the FBI, the CIA, those are gangs. You know what I mean? The correctional officers. I had a correctional officer tell me straight up, we the biggest gang in New York State. Straight up.
Introduce a drug called crack to a ghetto team. Got along for born niggas now. Play what it be like. When will niggas see they got us leading with three strikes? Can't seem to focus, hopeless. With violent thoughts, I wrote this. Got the devil petrified. Hot from my heart to focus. And so I learn to earn my currency in overtime. Affiliated, clearly click a military mind. May God forgive us, so we dwell inside of paradise. Thugged out and drug dealers from the womb.